This is WBUR's Weekend Edition Sunday. I'm Sharon Brody. Libertarians are gathered for their national convention in Orlando to pick presidential and vice presidential candidates. Former Republican Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is among the contenders for vice president. WBUR's Fred Tice is in Orlando and joins us now. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sharon.
So, Fred, how do libertarians select their nominees?
Well, each delegate at the convention here has a token. There are about 800 delegates here. And the delegates are chosen by state parties. And each state gets a certain number of delegates based in part on how well Gary Johnson, the libertarian candidate in 2012, did in the presidential election. Candidates have to collect a certain amount of tokens before their name can be put in nomination. And this morning's, the nominations for president and vice president take place, and then the voting begins. So there are separate nominations for president and vice president. The candidates for president and vice president here are chosen in the same way that a candidate for governor in Massachusetts would say that somebody might be his or her lieutenant governor candidate. But in the end, it's the voters who choose those candidates independently in the primaries, right, in Massachusetts. Well, it's the same way here at the convention. They're going to pick their vice presidential and presidential candidates separately, even though Gary Johnson has said that he wants Bill Weld as his running mate.
So the running mate is really just sort of a concept.
It is.
Fred, could a dark horse come in at the last minute?
No, because you have to turn in those tokens, and that's already happened.
Oh, I see. Now, how many presidential candidates are there?
So there are five main presidential candidates. There are actually six candidates on the ballot, but five who seem to have the greatest support from the delegates here. There's Gary Johnson, who was the candidate in 2012, the presidential candidate in 2012, former Republican governor of New Mexico. There's Austin Peterson, who worked for Freedom Works, which is a Tea Party group, and he publishes his own magazine called Libertarian Republic. He's a little different because he is against legalized abortion, whereas most libertarians favor legalized abortion. There's Mark Allen Feldman, who's an anesthesiologist at the Cleveland Clinic. There's also John McAfee. He's founder of the software company that bears his name. And there's Daryl Perry, who is a New Hampshire activist.
And in the vice presidential sweepstakes, how does Bill Weld seem to be doing?
Okay, so two stories here. He does appear to be the favorite simply because he gathered more chips than any other candidate for vice president. But on the other hand, there seems to be a lot of distrust here because he just joined the Libertarian Party a few weeks ago. And there's a lot of opposition to Gary Johnson, who picked Weld as his running mate. Johnson is seen by many as not a true libertarian since he was also a former Republican governor. And many delegates here are loath to have two former Republican governors on the ticket. There is support for getting more people to consider the Libertarian ticket, and one way to do that is to have two people who have been governors on the ticket. The Libertarians won 1% of the vote nationally 4 years ago, and that was their best performance ever, and that was with Gary Johnson. And he wants them to get to 15% in the polls this year so that he and Weld can be in the debates in the fall against Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders on one hand and against Donald Trump on the other. And three recent polls have shown Johnson with 10% of the national vote.
Okay, Fred, well, thank you.
Well, thanks, Sharon.
WBUR's Fred Tice at the Libertarian National Convention in Orlando. This is 90.9 WBUR.